Welcome back.
Welcome everyone to another installment of Kronk and the Bro.
Episode 7 today.
Yeah.
We have some fun topics ahead of us today.
We do.
Very saucy topics.
This is really out of my element too. This is not really my forte. I'll be honest. Not that you're heavy into it, but this theme is definitely more up your alley. A little bit more.
Yeah. Well, today we're going to be talking about celebrities. And to start us off, we're going to talk through, in honor of our recent marriage, we might as well just like get right to it and say, like, who are our hall passes? Mm-hmm. Like, who do we get like a hard pass on if you had the opportunity?
If the opportunity presents itself, yes.
Like,
can you?
Seal of approval, you have my blessing.
Yep. Good luck getting it, but for me, really. Well, my list is
good luck.
My list is very good luck. Like,
I mean, mine is too. Of course, you have to shoot for the top.
Right. Yeah.
Well, should we go like one by one? Because we have a couple people.
Okay. So yeah. So basically, for our audience right now, we're gonna do top five. Like, right? Top five is our hall pass, and we get one honorable mention.
Yep. Someone, a runner up who didn't quite make the list.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you want to go first with your honorable mention?
Oh, you want to start with the honorable mention.
We start with the bottom, which is still, they're still in the in elite company, but then we'll move up.
Yeah.
If you want to go that way.
I definitely can do that.
Okay. All right, cool. All right. So who's your honorable mention?
It is, it would be a little bit tricky because first I'd have to get him to convert to my team, but it's Zachary Quinto.
Zachary Quinto is your honorable mention.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's a tall glass of water, those thick eyebrows. He's a really good actor, too.
Oh, he is. I mean,
so he's pretty sexy because he's talented as well, in addition to being good looking.
But yeah,
and he loves dogs.
He loves dogs?
I
mean,
based on his Instagram.
But
seems like he loves dogs.
He swings for the other team?
He does, yeah. He's spoken for.
He's spoken for.
I actually don't know if they're married, but I know he has a partner who he lives with. They're in a pool sometimes.
Is that why he's honorable mention? Because there's a little extra work involved?
Because I'd have to first lure him.
Be like, hey.
My team. Hey,
switch
Zachary.
Sides. Yeah. Yeah, you that's know? Tough.
So that's why.
Okay.
He's my honorable mention.
Right.
Who's yours? I'm dying to know.
So, honorable mention, it's Beyonce. Honorable mention is Beyonce.
Oh! That is honorable the first mention. Time I heard that Beyonce was ever on your list. I understand why.
You know what the thing was, too? I forget. I don't even... I'm drawing a blank. What was the group she was in?
Destiny's Child.
Okay. So, there you go. Yes. Thank you.
Part
Jesus.
Of our childhood.
Jesus. Like, so yeah. I think that was when I was first like, oh, who's that? You know? When she was in that group.
Wow.
And then she went... I mean, obviously, she had a better career after she went solo, but like...
Oh, yeah. She's doing incredibly well.
Yeah.
Now.
So she's... Killing she's it. That's my honorable mention.
Wow.
Not much explanation. I mean, you know, that's pretty honorable
mention. Yeah, well, I'm shocked because that's the first I've heard that she made your list.
Yeah.
Usually we've done like top three.
Yeah. I mean, she's like fantastic, right?
Of course. I can't argue that.
I have no idea about her music or anything like that. I've just, you know.
No. Based on books.
I've seen enough of the legs and all that. So, you know, I'm just honorable mention. She gets honorable mention. That's it.
Got to.
For a fling, for a one night fling, you know?
Yep. So. No questions asked.
Yeah.
All is forgiven.
Yep. So, all right.
Okay, so who's number five?
So number five, you want me to go first, number five?
Yeah.
Okay. Number five, those of you that have watched Mad Men will understand this.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Christina Hendricks. She's like the redhead.
Redhead. Mm-hmm. You're covering a lot of bases here. It's good.
Well, yeah, she's the only redhead on my list. I'll give that away already, but you know, Mad Men sold me.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Okay.
That's my top five,
good
number five.
I actually don't know that much about her because I didn't watch Mad Men.
I just saw her in Mad Men. Now it's just my jaw dropped. That's pretty much it.
Okay. All right.
I'm just saying.
All right. Thanks.
What?
Your jaw dropped. All right.
Well, you know what I mean. Not like, you
okay.
Know. You know what I mean. Go ahead. Who's your number five?
Idris Elba.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Tall glass water again.
The accent, does it?
Oh, yeah, I actually have a few accents on my list here because I am a sucker for the accent.
Now, your honorable mention, Quinto, is he British?
No. I have other people on the list
that are also English.
But the accent does it, and also just like silver. He has this like silver fox thing going on. He's. I mean, he looks very good for his age. Actually,
you're on a Star Trek path too. You realize that,
oh.
right?
Oh. Oh, I'm not a Trekkie.
I'm not either. I started watching the movies.
No, but you are a little bit now, because you watch all the movies now,
like these recent movies.
I forgot they were both in Star Trek.
I know. Quinto, he crushes Spock. I think the consensus is like he is like a good Spock.
Oh,
you know, Leonard Nimoy really is a legend, but like, and I don't know my, I only know the movies.
Who is Idris Elba in Star Trek?
He's a villain in, He's a good guy, and it's like a good guy villain in one of the Star Trek movies.
Mm.
So
news to me.
I may have spoiled it. I'm sorry for anyone, you know. But
just watch the new Star Trek movies. Everyone's burning through content.
That's true.
COVID.
I'm sure we're not spoiling anything. You should have seen it already, because he's good in that one too. So all right, so that's our number five. So you go number four.
Number four, Who's another Englishman.
Not shocked at all.
Dan Stevens.
Dan Stevens, wait.
Who is Matthew Crawley from Downton Abbey. Oh,
Downton Abbey. All right.
He's delicious.
Easy. He's delicious.
See?
All right, good.
See?
Yeah, so now...
It's not just me.
Gloves are off. So if you're calling people delicious, I mean, you know, that's scandalous, you know?
I mean, you said your jaw dropped, okay? Mm.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah. These are our hall pass. This is why we do this.
I know. Par for the course, I guess.
So, all right, I'll give you that. You know, not surprised with the English
clearly,
status, but
you know, I mean, blonde hair, blue eyes, got some other blondies on here coming up.
More blondies.
I'm sure you have brunettes.
Yeah, you know, I think you already know me too well, but yeah, all right. So he's considered a blonde.
He's like a dirty blonde. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
You know.
All right. Fair enough. My number four is 100% a blonde.
Oh, who is it?
Another woman from Mad Men. People who are fans of Mad Men will respect my top five. January Jones.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So she's, yeah, just...
She is, in fact, blonde.
She's blonde. She's the only blonde that made my list so far. I got a redhead and I got a blonde, but that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
But that's a good list.
And
Mad Men.
Beyonce.
Honorable mention, yeah.
Brunette, yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, okay. So that's January Jones. Yeah, she's... seen her in Mad Men and X-Men, and I'm sure she's been in other movies I've seen. I just can't remember what other stuff she's been in. But January Jones, she's been crafted top five, yeah.
Okay. Got a Mad Men theme going on here.
I know. That's probably part of the problem, too. I've seen all of them, so, you know, that's it.
It's all right.
All right, so now, since I did four, is it your turn to do three, or is it my turn to do number three?
We're sort of going back and forth here. You can go.
Okay. Number three, you probably already knew this, Jessica Biel.
Yep. Well, oh my God, this is perfect, because guess what my number three is? I kid you not, we did not pre-plan this. Justin Timberlake is number three. Well, this is perfect. This is an even split. So if we like ran into them on the street, we can just like make the arrangement right then and there.
Mm.
Just quick wife and husband swap. For the afternoon, bada bing, bada boom.
Oh my God.
I can't believe that was your number three.
That was your three, and JT's your three.
Uh huh.
All right.
Yeah. There are two men ahead of him.
Yeah.
Number two, number one.
All right. I figured JT would be up there. Okay. But number three, interesting. That's funny how that worked out.
That is funny. That's a very convenient setup we have.
Yeah. All right. Good. Yeah. All right. So now you're up. Who's your number two?
I think you know this already, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Course,
obviously,
Leo. Yeah,
he's another one who's an extremely good actor that makes him extra good looking because
he's an actor.
Because he's a talented actor.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that's what Zachary Quinto has going for him too. In addition to his good looks, he's also I find him to be a very versatile actor.
Yeah, he is. He's cool.
So
he's,
he gets props.
I can't knock
whereas, him. I mean, there. I think well, everyone on this list is talented, but
yeah.
There are certain people who, you know, rank and versatility.
That's legit for your celebrity.
Yeah. I think I can guess your top two, but go ahead. What's your number two?
Yeah, you probably know me. You probably know. All right. Number two, Kate Beckinsale.
Obviously. Knew it.
The movie Click did it for me.
I don't even know what that movie is.
Well, it's an Adam Sandler movie, but like basically she plays his wife. And I was just like, wow.
Skinny brunettes with big boobs.
Hmm?
Oh, what?
What'd you say?
I said skinny brunettes with big boobs.
You know, if you want to you know, talk shit about that, you know.
No, but I know
actually,
who your number
one is. It's a compliment to you.
I know who your number one is.
You know who my number one is?
Yeah.
Go for
who
it.
Who has even bigger tatas than Kate Beckinsale?
Go ahead. You know my number one?
So of course. It's Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yes. Jennifer Love Hewitt.
I'm sorry to take that away from you.
But it should be known to you as a compliment that I'm into brunettes, obviously. So there you go.
Oh, there we go. And I do have big tatas, so.
There you go.
There you go. I mean, I'm more curvy than those two, but.
Okay. Yeah, but yeah. Jennifer Love Hewitt. I mean, anyone who's
number
grew up. Any 90s boys.
Yeah, I mean, she's definitely like from the 90s.
Yeah, because she's like, because I think I forget how old she's like, you know, she's probably like 5 or 6 years older than me. So, like,
yeah.
We were always like, she was always like the older babe, you know what I mean, in the movies and stuff. So,
yeah. Did you ever see Heartbreakers? That's a good movie with her.
Well, I feel like it sounds familiar.
Yeah, she's good in that movie.
And then,
one of my favorites.
Yeah.
So, Sigourney Weaver's also in that movie. They like con an older guy.
Yeah, you know what? I've seen parts of that movie. I know, yeah, I've seen these parts of that movie. So, but yeah, so
and that's, because you love her, it's perfect.
I don't know. I think it's like, and I she's still on TV, obviously, but like, that's a long term number one for me.
Yep.
Long term number
one. And can
one
you guess
decades.
Who my number one is? Since I guessed yours.
I think, if I remember from previous conversations, Cooper.
Yep, Bradley Cooper. Ding ding. Blue eyes.
You say what? What was that?
Blue eyes.
Blue eyes. Blue eyes. Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
You're still my number one.
Thank you. I appreciate mm-hmm. that. Yep. You're my number one as well.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Yep. So Cooper, Leo,
DiCaprio,
JT.
Mm-hmm. Dan Stevens.
Dan Stevens, Idris yeah. Elba. Oh, that's right. Okay, I'm gonna forget his name later, but yeah. Okay, Dan Stevens.
Matthew Crawley. You can just call him that too.
Matthew Crawley. Yeah. Oh, Downton. Oh yeah. I should have figured. I should have figured someone from Downton was gonna get on your list.
I mean, obviously there has to be two Englishmen on my list because I love the accent.
Yeah. Well, luckily for you, at least like your top five. You know, you don't have to convert, right? Only your honorable mention.
Right. Yeah. As far as I know, but I can't exactly speak to their.
That would have been unfortunate if someone you had to convert made your top five, because that would have made it more difficult.
I mean, whatever, as difficult whatever as I have it's going to be. Do, whatever I have to do. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll make the sacrifice.
Yep. All right.
Yeah.
Maybe, okay. You know, who knows? Maybe he'll have a wild night with you and he'll change teams, but.
Maybe.
So. Yeah. All right. So now just quick question.
Okay.
Are the honorable mentions allowed? Because we have one honorable mention.
Right.
Now, we rank them, but, like, is our honorable mention allowed in the hall pass list? Is that allowed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because it's a runner-up. So, let's say that, you know, I don't know, what if somebody, unfortunately, like, bites the dust? Gotta, like, move someone else up. I don't know.
It's cold-blooded, but you gotta do it. That is cold.
Less likely. Okay, so they get married, right? So, we'll say that instead.
Yeah.
Scratch what I said. Hope all of them live long lives.
All right, but that's good. At least we get
but
our honorable mention.
I think we need an alternate. Like,
a sub.
When people go to the Olympics, they don't just travel with the five people who made the team. They have the alternate.
Yeah, yeah, so you got to have subs.
We
yeah.
have our alternate.
That's good. No, I think that's a smart strategy. That works. So, yeah. All right, great. Well, that's ladies and gentlemen, that's our hall pass list.
Yeah. Now, the big question is, have you ever encountered any of your hall pass?
Never.
Ladies.
I wish I encountered them, but never have. Never have.
Too bad.
So.
I mean, I haven't either.
Yeah.
Honestly.
My encounters, yeah. I mean, a couple of my encounters would be on people's lists, I think, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. One was Serena Williams.
Ooh. That's
so
a good one.
So I saw her, I think it was like. I don't know what they call it in New York City. Is it called there's like a schwank hotel section, right? That's in like, but like where people at the UN stay, like those really expensive hotels in like the 50s.
Right, so Midtown East?
Yeah, Midtown, yeah. So our Midtown East, I think it was, like the, I forget
yeah,
what hotel
like
it was.
Yeah, by like Madison and 5th over there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
I know
so
exactly
I
what you're talking
about. It was somewhere in the 50s, and I think it was actually the US Open was going on at that time, so it was the
yep.
summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just walking down, I think I was going to lunch or coming back from lunch, and there's this gigantic, like, SUV, like, I don't know, it's like a, whatever it is. Suburban
or something.
Lincoln Navigator, exactly. One of those big cars. And there's all these people, like, on either side. And all of a sudden, it was on, like, you know, the red carpet stairs.
Yeah.
Serena Williams walks down the stairs. She hops in, and she's just, like, she's tall.
She's Diesel.
Yeah, she too. Is. She
she's
is.
Jacked.
She definitely has,
so
like.
She's so muscular.
Yeah, her really muscular legs. I was like, whoa. I'm like, all right, so.
And she's taller than you?
She probably is. I mean, right? I mean, if she's not taller than me, she's got to be close to my height, I would think.
Yeah.
She probably is taller than me.
I don't know what her height
is. I'm like 5'10", so if you people on the internet know how tall Serena is, correct me, you know, but I'm
probably
pretty sure.
Close tie.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, she's Diesel.
Now, someone else I saw who is 100% taller than me was David Robinson. He's a Hall of Fame center of the San Antonio Spurs.
Oh, yeah.
He's like 7'1".
Oh my God!
Yes, and
gigantic.
Like, yeah, and so like tall. He's older, so like he was still hunched. He was still like, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of these NBA guys, they play a while. They get some back problems later when they stop playing or whatever. He was still hunched over, but he's still 7 foot. You know. So I remember too, because I was like, of course, as we all are nowadays, on my phone, just looking down,
looking at your feet, now, not paying attention.
It was in the middle of an avenue, so it's not like I was crossing a crosswalk or anything. But all of a sudden, I see this like. This big shadow come by, or you know, this big thing come by, and I look up, and it's David Robinson, and this guy was someone I really liked as an, you know, he's a really classy guy, really good, you know, role model, because he was in the Navy, he went to Navy, so he's, you know, he's really gentleman guy, and he's just gigantic center in the NBA.
Oh,
and I was
my
just
God.
Like, and I was like,
yeah, also in Manhattan, you saw him
in Manhattan, yep. Wow. Yeah, this is also in the 50s, so I think the NBA headquarters might have been there for like TV or an event or something like that. But I was looking down, and I was like, "Whoa!" And I didn't see him for that long.
Yeah.
But I knew who that was.
Oh yeah.
Didn't take
as
me long
as a sports fan, and you're a big basketball fan too.
Yeah, yeah. So that was pretty cool. But yeah, just like walking by, you know.
Wow.
But yeah, he's a legend. So
yeah,
pretty cool.
I know my favorite person that I saw in Manhattan is one of my personal heroes, Tina Fey.
Yeah.
I just saw her walking with her kid, and I didn't say anything, obviously, because she's walking with her kid, even though I was so tempted to be like, Tina, I love you. Tina, yeah. Write more shows.
She's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I saw her, too. I saw her, too, once in the Upper West Side.
Upper West Side? Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I saw her, but I mean, you definitely.
Oh, no, I definitely saw her. I like made eye contact with her. She wasn't wearing... sunglasses or hat or anything. Yeah. I just sort of like smiled awkwardly at her. Like, I love you.
Yeah. She's cool.
Please write more TV shows.
Yeah. She seems like she's pretty cool. She seems she'd be a cool like celebrity too in real life. But
Oh yeah. I'm sure she would have been fine. But
yeah.
When people are with their families. I mean, I'm not like a fanatic fan anyway. I wouldn't.
Well, all my friends give me a hard time when I tell them the story. It's like, why didn't you say something? Why didn't you, you know? I'm like, I know. I always, you know.
I know.
I always like. I always fail to start a conversation.
You know, they get bothered a lot.
Yeah, of course.
I always think about that part of it too. Like, they have to be so over it at a certain point. They just want to be.
They have to walk
invisible.
Down the street.
They just want to be able to like go to the corner store and do what they need to do or whatever it is they're doing.
No, you're right. Yeah, and then. Trying to think who some other encounters. Probably like as a Boston sports fan, this is my best one, clearly.
Okay.
I was coaching youth lacrosse. And it's funny because I was coaching his son. I'm going to reveal it later in the story. So basically, I'm kind of getting on his son because he's tall and lanky. He was like... For the drill I was running, I wanted him to keep running, but he kept setting his feet, and I wanted him to kind of just run through it, you know? He's a good athlete. You'll hear why after, but he was going through this... I was basically doing this running and shooting drill. So I wanted him to, like, move faster. He kept stopping and planting his feet to shoot versus I wanted him to just, like, keep going or whatever.
Okay.
Now, practice ends, and who walks up and says, "Thanks, coach"? Tom Brady.
Oh my God. That's right. I remember
and
this now.
It took me a while. I completely froze up because I'm like, because he wasn't wearing the pads, his pass uniform and shoulder pads.
No,
he was wearing a hat. He had a hoodie on or something
Tampa
like that.
Tampa Buccaneers.
It's in Tampa now, yeah, yeah. But like, you know, he just walked up and he was just very casual. And I looked. I'm like, oh yeah, thank you. Yeah, enjoy. You know, have a nice day or whatever. I don't remember what I said.
Right over your head.
And it went over my head. But then once he turned and started walking away, I'm like, why does he seem familiar? And his smile was what clicked with me, because all I had was his eyes and his smile, because he had no you know, uniform on.
He didn't have sunglasses on. He just had a hat.
No, he just had a baseball hat on. I think he had a hoodie. And it's funny, I just realized it now. I was like giving his kid a little bit, you know, not that I wasn't mean to his kid. I was just like kind of getting on him, you know.
You got to treat them like everybody else.
But he probably liked it.
It's probably better that you didn't know that was Tom Brady's kid.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to like give
treat
them
the kids
special
the same.
Treatment or anything, you know.
But yeah, and he was, you know, his son's tall. And I think that age group, I think they were like 12-year-old kids. So he was already tall for his age. He's going to be tall like his dad, so.
Yep.
But yep. So yeah.
I'm sure he's going to have a career in football if he wants one.
Yeah, yeah.
If the kid wants one, you know, he still has time. But because he's like 12, right? You said?
I think at the time, yeah, he might be older now, because that was probably a couple of years ago. I think he must have been 11 or 12 at minimum, because I was coaching, you know, when I was coaching lacrosse, it's like youth, so. But yeah, that was my favorite celebrity encounter, and he called me coach, so. That's
I mean, how do you get better than that?
Yeah.
It really doesn't get any better than that.
And of any people I've seen, if there is anyone for me to bother and track down and just to annoy somebody, it would have been him. But picking up his kid, so I let him go.
And you were in your coach capacity, so better that he remembers you as his kid's coach.
That's
not
true. Got to be professional
fanatic.
For sure. Yeah. Yep. So.
I know. Well, this isn't. I have to say, this is like a friend story, but it's so funny that I'm going to share it, because I actually don't have that many celebrity encounters. I'm sure in Manhattan I see people all the time, but it's just
you
doesn't
walk by,
registered. Like Tina Fey is definitely my favorite and one of the only.
Yeah.
But a friend of mine was eating French fries at a diner, and just casually, you know, sort of late. It was in Manhattan somewhere, and Bill Murray walks by.
Oh, nice.
And plucks a French fry off their plate and says, "No one will ever believe you." Eats the French fry and leaves. Isn't that amazing?
He's one of the handful of celebrities that would, one, do that, and two, pull it off, and no one would get mad at him.
Oh, yeah, no, you
can
get
away
mad
with
at
that
him.
For
and
sure.
Just like slunk out, and
he owns a place.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's it. Like something out of a movie.
It's great that he has that personality too as a celebrity, because it's tough.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's cause some people.
Like, I mean, this was obviously pre-COVID. You could never eat off of someone's plate now. You would get arrested
that's true.
Or
yeah,
something.
I didn't think about that.
This was like years ago that this happened. But isn't that funny?
That's an awesome story.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not my story, but it is a great story
and like,
about him.
And your friend didn't see him coming. He just swooped by. It was a drive-by.
No, it's not like they saw him in the corner and they were like, oh my God.
Yeah.
This is amazing. It's Bill Murray. I love Bill Murray. Because they actually,
Everyone does.
Do love Bill Murray. But
Who doesn't love Bill Murray?
Oh,
he's the best.
Yeah, he's a
but
legend.
That's awesome. That's a great story. That's really cool. He did that too.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
So.
It's great.
Yeah. That's great. And actually, you don't remember. Well, I think we talked about this before. You don't remember it, but you actually picked out Katie Sagal, who was Gemma on Sons of Anarchy.
Oh,
fans will know. And
we
then obviously.
Did. Okay, that is a good one. We were at brunch, right?
Yeah. And
yeah.
One of my favorite shows growing up as a kid, Married with Children.
Oh, yeah.
She was hilarious.
Great. And you also watched that show where she has the one eye and she's the cartoon character.
Oh, Futurama. That's right. Yeah.
So
oh,
she's
you're
on
good.
That
Look
too.
At you. You're all over the cartoons. Yeah, so.
And actually, she does a lot of. I think she's a singer as well. She does a lot for the soundtracks, like Kings of. What is it? Sons of Anarchy? What's that motorcycle
Sons
show?
Of Anarchy, yeah. It was the motorcycle
so
club
show.
So
she does a lot of music as well. Like, she has soundtrack credits.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we'll have to look up, like, which songs.
It doesn't surprise me. She is talented, so I wouldn't surprise me if she can sing. Yeah, she's cool. Yeah, she's a great character in the show, too. But, yeah.
That's right. I forgot about that.
That's probably a character that any like woman that wants to play a badass character,
that's
the character to play on a motorcycle gang show, you know? Motorcycle club.
Well, especially from Married with Children. Totally different role. She's not being typecast as anything.
But she was so good in Married with Children. She was so funny in that.
Oh, yeah. She was iconic.
Yeah. So, yep. So, all right. So we've done our hall pass lists.
Yeah.
We've talked about our encounters.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's on to the final segment of this episode.
The game.
This is our... So Everyone knows the game.
Fuck, marry, kill.
Excellent. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. I queued you up perfectly for that.
Yep.
So we're adding a twist to ours, right?
Mm-hmm. Stakes.
So there's stakes involved.
Raising the stakes.
Right. So we're going to have a food punishment, which the winner, whoever wins, will reveal what the loser has to do.
Exactly. So, you know, not the highest stakes in the world, but given how much you love food, I'd say the stakes are a little high.
Yeah, because so, it's not something that we, obviously, we're picking a food punishment.
A one-meal punishment.
A one-meal food punishment. So the rules of the game, obviously, we're going to give each other three names. We're going to give mm-hmm. someone to fuck, one someone to marry, and someone mm-hmm. to kill.
Yep.
We have this, we're doing honor code system with this, right?
Because I have it written down, actually. So if you, okay. I wrote down who, so whoever scores best out of three.
Right. So we have, we're basically, not only are we giving the people the names, we're also predicting who we think is going to pick who they'd marry, who they'd fuck, who they'd kill. So, yeah. So it's,
and I think I'm being a little bit mean. I don't know.
You think you're being mean?
Like, I don't know. I got to see who you bring to the table.
Well, just keep in mind, too.
If I'm torturing you a little bit.
I mean, hey, listen, it's okay because we're going to do more of these.
Yeah.
I think this might be a somewhat regular game we play with each other.
I'm okay with that.
Go ahead.
Full disclosure, you know, just putting that out there.
Might be rough.
Might be a little rough.
All right, let's see what you got.
Oh, me first?
What you got, Kronk.
Okay.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Dame Judi Dench.
Interesting.
Dame Maggie Smith. And Tom Brady.
Oh, my God. I thought we were... Oh, wow. All right. You made me do the same sex. All right. That's fine. Interesting. This is an interesting grouping. I mean, I'm not surprised with the English.
Right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
Maggie Smith, Judi Dench, and Tom Brady. Wow. Wow. Actually, it's great because my list is, which I thought was going to be weird, is now going to look normal compared to yours.
Yeah,
to your
I know. I went right out of the gate with weirdness. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Raising the stakes.
Oh my God. All right. Well, you already have an advantage because I can't. Oh my God. Wow, you really put me against the wall here.
I did.
You got me here.
I did. I know. I know.
I respect already.
The hustle?
I already respect the hustle and I respect the strategy because I know you schemed it pretty good. Because I think you might be able to pick who I'm gonna select. Damn, this sucks. We know each other too well. This is the problem with this game. All right. So, obviously the hard one is, who do you kill? That's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough one.
Who do you kill?
I gotta kill Maggie Smith.
Oh.
Did I get that one? You got that one right?
No. I got it wrong.
Yes. Oh. Yes. Oh my God. All right. That's huge. That's
Shit.
A big one.
Shit.
And in terms of who I'd fuck, I have to go Judi Dench.
Oh, I got that right.
Oh, sneaky.
Because of Skyfall. Because you like that movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's actually what I remember her most from her. I mean, I know she's a fantastic actress, but like, she was great as M in Skyfall and the other Bond movies. All right. And of course, that leaves me marrying Tom Brady because.
Okay.
I have to marry Tom Brady because.
So I got them reversed. So I.
You only got one right?
Yep. I only got one right.
Oh, yes.
And so one out of three.
Just to explain, because you really put me up against it with that one.
I did. Well, honestly, I didn't think that you'd want to marry Tom Brady or fuck him, so I thought you'd kill him. I know.
That is a great oversight on your end. Wow.
Pat, I didn't think you'd want to fuck him or marry him. Because
I don't want to fuck him. Marry him I would, because what I would do is just, you know, we would just have separate beds and then perfect.
1950s.
Perfect.
I signed
a nice prenup with Tom Brady and I'm loaded. That worked out perfectly. Your plan backfired big time.
It backfired big time because I had you killing Tom Brady, fucking Judi Dench, and marrying Maggie Smith.
Yes. Oh my God. All right. Snuck out of that one. That was tough.
Oh.
I snuck out of that one big
but
time.
But I was a little mean there, huh? Yeah.
You were because I.
I thought you were going to just give me like women only,
you know?
People in our age range, right?
But I met your challenge and I overcame your challenge.
You did.
One out of three. That's, I mean, one out of three is
pretty, pretty terrible, I'd say. That's a really low score. I got to try to do better.
Yeah, you got a 33% of your exam. All right.
Ugh.
All right.
Tom. Okay. Tom ruined it.
You think I was going to kill Tom Brady?
Not because you actually want to kill Tom Brady.
No, I know. It's a question.
I didn't think you'd want either of the other two options.
Oh, I'd marry Tom Brady. As long as I didn't have to fuck him. If you're saying fuck only, just marry, legally marry, and then kill legally, you know? From that standpoint, you got to sign that. You got to marry Tom Brady, sign that prenup.
But you know, if you have the prenup, you probably don't get like as much money at the divorce.
But then again, I'm still going to get paid. You still get payment from that.
True.
You know?
He wants something.
He can take the house and take the kids. It's fine. You know, I'll take the money and I'm running.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thought through.
That's really funny, too, how my celebrity show came up and you, man, swing and a miss. Well, let's find out. I still have to beat you.
All right.
All right.
What torture do you have for me?
Fuck, marry, kill. Here are your three that I came up with. Flava Flav.
Oh.
Flava Flav. You got Sacha Baron Cohen.
Oh.
And you have Daniel Tosh from Tosh.0.
Oh. These are torturous too. You know me very well.
Yep. Flava Flav, just want to throw this in there. Flava Flav has seven kids already, so just for your knowledge.
Flava Flav, Sacha Baron Cohen.
And Daniel Tosh.
Oh man. Okay. So I'm going to have to kill Flava Flav because he's just too annoying. I could never even like do anything with him, marry him, lie next to him, nothing. No, he's too annoying. Sorry. Clipped. Okay. Oh, God. Ugh. Why? Ugh. Okay. So, of the two, I find them both incredibly annoying. I think I will fuck Daniel Tosh because then one and done, get rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
And then marry Sacha Baron Cohen.
Holy shit.
Because even though I did not like him in Borat, he did redeem himself in The Spy.
Yeah, that was a good series.
So, of the three. Those were torturous, though.
Wow.
No. You got 100%?
No, I didn't get 100%.
Oh, I was going to flip out.
Damn.
Wait.
I realized we probably should have put four on this list.
Right, so 25%.
Three. Yeah, we should have put four names each side.
But how?
So basically...
if it's fuck, marry, kill, how would you put four?
Oh, that's true. Crap. All right, so basically... Well, because
then you get out of it easy.
Well, the problem is... So now I'm doing the math now. Well, obviously, it's easy math, but... So you said you would kill Flava Flav.
Right.
You would fuck Daniel Tosh.
Yeah.
And you're going to marry Sacha Baron Cohen. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But, so, we have the same score.
Oh, no.
So, we have a tie.
We have a tie?
Yep. So
one
it'll
out
have
of
to,
three?
So, we'll have to do the next challenge later to figure out who would win. F, marry, kill, our first one is a tie. So, we got to try to...
How are we going to have a tiebreaker? What are we going to do?
We don't have one. We should have built one in. I didn't think we would have to get one, but... I realize, though, if you get one... wrong, it's going to get the other one wrong.
Hmm.
You know? But
well, do we each just get our punishments then? Call it a tiebreaker and we each just get to punish each other on different days?
All right, no, you know what? Since it's a tie, we both have to suffer.
At least once.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we each have our punishment. So, all right, you go first.
Your punishment.
That is my punishment.
Is that we have to go and eat tapas. In case you didn't know,
God.
In case you couldn't pick up on it already, Pat only likes gigantic portions and judges food based on how big the portions are. So tapas is so not his thing.
It's awful.
I love tapas. I love small plates. So, yeah, we're going to go out and get tapas. It's going to be great.
That's fine. We'll just have to go to like Wendy's or Taco Bell after we go to Tapas, because then I'll right. just want to get full after that. So I guess it's make, have to make two restaurant stops.
Okay, that's fine. That's fair. Oh, poor Pat.
All right, it could be worse, I guess.
It could be way worse.
I'm just going to be hungry, so it's not a big deal. We'll just eat more after. I'll just order double the plates of Tapas to even it out.
Exactly. Yeah.
Tapas are a ripoff. But anyways. Anyways.
Yeah. What is my punishment?
I just know that you don't enjoy it as a takeout, but we're gonna get Chinese takeout. That's your punishment.
Okay.
Your punishment is Chinese food, because I know you're not a fan.
Well, yeah. I'd much rather have Japanese or sushi.
Yeah, but then that's not... Yeah, that's
no,
good.
No. Chinese.
I love Chinese takeout. I know you don't, though. At least takeout-wise.
That's fair.
All right, so that's going
forward. I feel like
the
tapas is more of a punishment than the Chinese, because...
Oh, it is. Tapas, like I said, we're going to probably stop at Taco Bell or, you know...
That's fine.
Get something after. I don't know. Order extra... Probably order double tapas. Yeah, I don't know. What a ripoff.
And actually, some tapas bars have bigger plates as well.
Yeah.
So, if I am feeling nice, we can go to a place that...
Be nice.
I'll try.
Has both. You try to get me to kill Tom Brady. You got to be nice now.
Only because of the other two options. Next time we have to build in a tiebreaker round. Yeah.
Good challenge.
Good first challenge.
You're breaking the mold with me here, because I never really talk about celebrities, so you better be enjoying this, right? Me talking about celebrities?
It is. It's been a lot of fun.
Though I do like movies and sports, so I do enjoy celebrities
you
anyway.
You do, so but we're tying it all together.
Yeah, I'm getting more cultured. Even though we're playing F, Mary, Kill,
yeah.
We're getting more cultured.
In our imaginary circumstances.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us today for our celebrity-themed episode.
Yep, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.
And tune in next time.
All right, take care.
Kronk and the Bro is produced in partnership by House of Kronk and Young Hall. This episode is edited and mixed by Sarah Kronk. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and follow us on social media at Kronk and the Bro. Thanks for listening.